What's my range for women? Now we'll find out your highest and your lowest notes that are comfortable for you to sing at this point in time. And hopefully as you work, you will see that range increase. As you work, be sure not to force your voice to go too low as we're doing the descending exercises. You can encourage it to go higher, but you can actually do your voice some damage if you force it to go lower than it automatically wants to go. In each of these little sequences, I'll tell you what's the highest note name or the lowest note name, as the case may be.
We're going to start here. Or pa 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 pa, whatever you like. And we're going to first look for your low note. Okay, so we'll start here and I'll tell you the low note after. In this case, it's C4. So here we go. Pa 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 pa, C4. B3. A#3. A3, G#3, G3, F#3, F3, E3, D#3, D3. C#3, C3. And now we're going to go back here and we'll take patterns that go up. So this pattern will be pa 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 and we'll be going up, and I'll call out the name of the highest pitch in the pattern. So here we go. Pa 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 pa, G4. G#4, A4, A#4, B4, C5, C#5, D5, D#5. E5, F5, F#5, G5, G#5, A5, A#5, B5, C6, C#6, D6, D#6, E6, F6, F#6, G6.